This is John 12 Hawks. I wrote The Traveler in an attempt to understand our contemporary world. Each day when you go to work, you are monitored by dozens, if not hundreds, of surveillance cameras that can identify you and track your movements. Your phone calls and email messages are routinely scanned. Modern technology gives almost anyone the ability to know your medical history, the names of your friends, and the titles of the books you read. I'm not describing the future or some Hollywood fantasy. This is our life right now. Writing this novel, I've tried to reveal a larger truth using the power of fiction. In The Traveler, a small group of people risk everything for knowledge and freedom. They believe in the power of the individual and the light which is in all of us. I wrote The Traveler because I still believe in honor and bravery and love. I live off the grid. Who I am and what I've done are not important. This is John 12 Hawks. The Traveler speaks for me.
Random House Audio presents The Traveler by John 12 Hawks. Read for you by Scott Brick. Prelude, Night, Death, and the Devil. Maya reached out and took her father's hand as they walked from the underground to the light. Thorne didn't push her away or tell Maya to concentrate on the position of her body. Smiling, he guided her up a narrow staircase to a long, sloping tunnel with white tile walls. The underground.